You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
We've got Mark Easterbrook in the studio. Morena.
Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Very well, thank you. It's nice to have you back up in BFM.
I know. It feels like coming home.
It's so funny how many people say that.
I know. For the more vintage BFM listeners out there, what was I? I was the book reviewer and wire host in the early 2000s. And I wrote the ads, three years ago?
Oh, nice. Held the book fort. That's so funny to come round
into this
full circle.
And here we are again with books.
And we
I
are
can't
talking.
Escape them.
Hey, we wouldn't want to, would we, really?
No.
What are we specifically talking about here?
Today we're talking about the Going West Writers Festival, which happens every year out west, mostly in Te Tārangi, but also in other parts of West Auckland, Henderson and Piha, and even in Avondale, which is kind of the west inner west this year.
You're going to ignite an ongoing debate we've had recently, which is where does the line for West Auckland start?
Some people
start?
Even call Point Chev.
I think that is a big stretch.
That's a big stretch. Maybe inner west.
Inner west.
Is there two words
west
for inner?
Center?
You could layer it.
Yeah, exactly.
Inside.
Yeah,
Western
Inside
Meridian
West.
Or something.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm going West Writers Festival. Yes, we've been going for 24 years
Blimey.
This year.
That's
quite a long time.
It's a bit of a celebration this year as well. You've got some amazing all New Zealand sort of lineup.
Yes.
You've got musicians, you've got poetry, you've got theatre. There's all sorts. There's even some art on the beach as well happening.
Yep, there is some art on the beach. We've always seen it as a celebration of the word, in all its forms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's songwriting, that's poetry, that's theatre, that's fiction, that's non-fiction, and it's a total smorgasbord of wonderful New Zealand storytelling this year. And that's what it's about. It's about,
stories,
You might think Celebrity Treasure Island's a good New Zealand story, but
there's better ones out there.
I don't really.
There's some
fantastic ones for you to listen to. Starting on the 6th of September, which is Friday week.
Blimey, can't believe we've come around this quickly. Is there anything that you're particularly really excited about? I'm sure there's so many amazing things.
Just all of the things. All of the things. I'm really excited about our opening night, which is Friday week, which we have got an amazing performance poet, Aparana Taylor, is joining us as our Kurno reader, which is every year we sort of honour a well-known New Zealand and poets sort of in the mature stages of their career. We've got Elizabeth Knox as our orator that night. She will be talking to the theme, which this year is Cutting Through, and she's got a new book out, which I'm halfway through, which is mind-blowingly good, and so I'm very excited about that. And then the musical part of the night, we always sort of end on that opening Friday with a performance. We've had some incredible things over the years, and this year we're very excited because we managed to secure the Bellbirds, which is a
bit of a super group going
bit
on.
Bit of a super group. It is Sandy Mill, Victoria Kelly, Sean James Donnelly, aka SJD, and the amazing Dom McGlashan.
The indomitable Dom McGlashan, indeed. I think it's pretty cool. Cutting Through, idea behind that as a theme?
Well, it just came from, there's so much out there, There's so many opinions and words and stories and terrible YouTube videos about someone arguing about how they don't like the phrase under the weather, like as you said earlier. I mean, there's so much
going on.
So much talking and writing, and so much of it is rubbish. So when you've got something that's worth saying or a story that's worth telling, how do you cut through now?
Yeah.
How does that cut through the noise? And especially in New Zealand, like we've got a session on Sunday around publishing and how do publishers find their way to the right story to tell these days? Because there's not a lot of money in books.
No.
There's
no.
not a lot of riches from being a writer, especially in New Zealand.
Mm.
Why do people still do it? Because it matters, because they want to get the story out. And it's harder and harder to do.
Absolutely.
So that's why something like Going West or the other writers' festivals, there's more and more writers' festivals popping up all around New Zealand.
It's quite exciting.
It is really cool.
Yeah.
It is really cool. It does occasionally mean that I reach out to a writer and I go, I've got that. The weekend before that, I'm going to Aokuni, and then I've got the one down in Nelson. And I was like, that's great, but can you come to my festival? Because this one's been going longer than all the others. Thank you very much.
Ours is longer and better. That's why.
Ours is the originator, like BFM.
It is. It is also a great celebration of West Auckland as well, and its own sort of beautiful culture too.
Yeah, because that's what I love. I mean, I'm a relatively new Westie. I've been out there for about 8 years, But it kind of felt like coming home from a little whangarei boy, because it's you've got this amazing mix of incredible creativity. There's so many creative people out there doing stuff, but it's a very I don't know, it's an unpretentious creativeness, and a little bit raw and a little bit, you know, I guess if I was Sir Bob Harvey, I would probably say that there's some link between the geography and the weather patterns and the nature of the people and the nature of the stories they tell and the art they make and the paintings they do and the theatre they create.
Yeah, it is it's a pretty special place, Old West Auckland. It's got a festival hub as well. Should we talk about that tiny little bit?
Yeah, that's a new thing we're doing. So most the first weekend of the festival, most of it takes place in Te Tārangi's War Memorial Hall. We have writers up on stage talking, audience there, and it's always lovely. Through the following week and in the weekend, we're having a hub, which is a little space down. Those of you who have been out to Te Tārangi and been to the theatre, which is in Loptal House, down in that foyer area of the theatre, we're having a festival hub, and we'll be having some smaller events going on there. I think we're doing some waiata lessons in the morning.
Oh, that's lovely.
Some small kind of workshops and play readings and things during the week. So, yeah,
nice place to go and hang out.
All kinds of stuff happening.
Sounds fantastic. So if people want to get themselves tickets, the program's been launched. You can go and buy your tickets now, basically.
Yes, yes, please do. Please do. Justify my existence. if you go online to goingwestfest.co.nz, you will see the full program, and it runs sort of weekend to weekend. So there's a whole lot on in 10 days' time that weekend, things through the week, including some great theatre, and then a few other things the following weekend, including the Poetry Slam Grand Final. But yes, go on to goingwestfest.co.nz, check out the programme, that will take you through to iTicket. You can buy tickets. Individual sessions are a day pass. Don't feel like you have to come to the whole thing, but just choose some things you want to and come out west and have a coffee or a beer and hang out and go for a walk down on the beach afterwards.
Have a mint time. We actually have a double pass to the opening night to give away as well. So if you would like to head along on September the 6th and hear those amazing speakers and also hear the Bellbirds perform, then text us now 5395 with your B card number. And we did the best book that you've read this year the other day. We also did the best West Auckland suburb. What do you think people should text in, Mark?
Favourite place to visit in West Auckland.
Your B card number.
My house doesn't count.
Yeah, Mark's house.
That's my favourite place to visit.
Well, we're going to play Don McGlashan, Lucky Stars, while you send us your texts for that double pass. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Stop to put gas in the car and stand in line behind a barefoot man who's buying cigarettes and a chocolate bar. I catch sight of my reflection in the smash-proof glass and I thank my lucky stars. I look at this frame that carries my name, the one that carries me around. I look at my hair and I don't care if it's sticking up or lying down. And the light from the forecourt spills all over the cars and I thank my lucky star. These shoulders and these hands, all the bits that make up a man, stand in line with all the rest. All at once, I'm glad of their company, glad for all they've done for me. Henderson morning, I notice a warning light and I stop to put gas in the car. Suddenly, the street lights all go out. Dawn comes creeping up the harbor mouth and I thank my lucky stars. I thank my lucky stars. I thank my lucky stars.
stop to put gas in the car. And suddenly the street lights all go out, and the dawn comes creeping up the harbor mouth, and I thank my lucky star. I thank my lucky star.
A lovely Don McGlashan song there. Very West Auckland heavy in its references as well. That's Lucky Stars.
Cigarettes in a chocolate bar.
From Henderson Park, you know. All good things out in West Auckland. Hey, congratulations to Richard, who's won the double pass. He said Piha is his favourite spot. Lots of people, Piha was a big one on the texts there. It is a beautiful beach. There
a lot
was
of
also
the beaches in general.
Yeah, a bit of love for Karakari, bit of love for Bethels. People do love a West Auckland beach. West is best.
West is best. We're doing some West Auckland beach action on the last day of the festival too.
That's going to be lovely.
Tracy Tafio and poet Carlo Mila, and we're doing sand scrubbing and poetry and things.
There's quite a bit of poetry going on. There's the spoken word event.
Yes, we've got the poetry slam, but also one last thing I need to put a plug in for, which is Word Up, which is happening on Friday the 6th. The grand finale of that Word Up is a spoken word and lyrical word competition for young people,
awesome.
13 to 20. And so the final of that will be the following Friday. If you want to be involved in that or find out more about that, you can check out seac.org.nz, which is the Corbin Estate Arts Centre.org.nz. And I think we take the two winners on the night from Word Up, and we bring them for the following week to the Going West Poetry Slam final.
That's very cool.
So if you've got some young, talented, wordy type person who likes to get up and share, that's what they should be doing. Word Up.
That's going to be mean. The whole festival's going to be mean. Going West, jump online to find out more details. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.